The Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Dear friends of the Colby Center, glory to Jesus Christ. 9 years ago, we held our first leadership retreat at the home of our great friend and colleague, John Wynn, whose lovely wife Jennifer prepared our meals and was like a second mother to us. For several years, we returned to John's home in the Missouri countryside for our annual leadership retreat, blessed by the attendance of several great priests, including Father Chad Ripperger, Father Thomas Hickey, Father Victor Workowitz, and Father Kevin Barrett, who gave lectures and offered Holy Mass for us every day. Eventually, interest in the leadership retreat grew to the point that we had to move to a retreat center run by a Benedictine abbey where we could accommodate all the people who wanted to attend. We have often observed that it is mostly men whom our Lord calls to work in this apostolate. Although we could do nothing without the prayers, work, and loving support of the wives, consecrated religious sisters, consecrated single women, and other women in our lives. But it is fitting that men should be the ones to lead the fight for the restoration of the true Catholic doctrine of creation. Because it is the traditional Catholic reading of the sacred history of Genesis that defines the true nature and calling of men to be the spiritual leaders of their families and of society. Since most of the men who felt called to attend our leadership retreat had families, we saw the need to open up the retreat to families and children, primarily so that men would not be separated from their wives and children during their limited vacation time. To provide for the needs of the children, we began to offer separate presentations for the children in the mornings, and we began a tradition of involving the children in producing an original play on the life of a saint whose life was bound up with the true doctrine of creation in some way. Over the years, my wife, with some help from others, has written plays on the life of St. Hildegard of Bingen, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Dominic, Venerable Maria of Agreda, and St. Robert Southwell, the videos of which can be viewed at this link, and the scripts of which we would gladly make available to any homeschool co-op, school, or family that would like to make use of them. We believe that this year's play will be especially significant because it presents the life and times of Blessed Anna Maria Teige, Roman wife, mother, and mystic of the first half of the 19th century, a period when the Church was subjected to some of the worst trials she had ever endured, both at the hands of the Freemasonic forces and at the hands of Napoleon Bonaparte, who was a type or foreshadowing of the final Antichrist. It was also the time when modernists within the Vatican manipulated the popes into removing the prohibitions or warnings against the promotion of heliocentrism by Catholic authors, without any formal explanation of this change in discipline, an error of prudential judgment that set in motion a chain of events that led eventually to the exaltation of fallible human science by church leaders above the Word of God as understood in His Church from the beginning. In the midst of this crisis, Blessed Anna Maria Teige exemplified the response requested by the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother in her church-approved apparitions, fulfilling the duties of her state in life, practicing penance, and making reparation for the sins of mankind. At the same time, in another part of the world, a political leader also responded to the grace of God. That leader was Russian Tsar Alexander I, who defeated Napoleon's army with his scorched earth strategy, and had a profound conversion to traditional Christianity, in the course of which he became convinced that God wanted him to work for the return of the Russian Orthodox Church to full communion with the Roman Catholic Church. Blessed Anna Maria was shown all of these things in a mystical sun, in which our Lord revealed to her events occurring throughout the world, as well as future happenings, down to our own day and beyond. Alexander I sent an emissary to Rome to negotiate the end of the schism with Pope Pius VII. But our Lord showed Blessed Anna Maria in her mystical son that Alexander died while the emissary was in Rome, but in the grace of God and reconciled to the Church. Thus, Alexander I foreshadowed the prophesied future Tsar, who will oversee the reformation of the Church in Russia, the end of the schism, and the restoration of the Russian Orthodox Church to full communion with the Church of Rome. As many of our readers know, I had the privilege of visiting Russia in 2005, at which time I recognized that the consecration of Russia did not mean the fixing of a broken nation, but rather the activation of a potential for Russia to to become a light to every nation on earth when Our Lady of Fatima's requests have been completely fulfilled. I elaborated on the insight that I received on the meaning of the Fatima consecration of Russia in the book The Light Comes from the East, and in a recent talk at a Fatima Center event in Northern Virginia, I tried to give a balanced perspective on recent and current events in Russia and Ukraine. I believe that our play, Wife, Mother, and Mystic, The Life and Times of Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, Faithful Daughter of the Church, will be a prophetic sign of hope and a great education for anyone who takes part in it, especially in regard to our Lord's providential plans for Russia, as prophesied by Our Lady of Fatima. Two of the young adults who had planned to attend the leadership retreat and help my wife with the play in August have had to cancel their participation to fulfill their primary duties elsewhere. If you or anyone you know is an 18 to 30-year-old Catholic who believes in our mission and would like to attend our leadership retreat at our expense and help with the play, please let me know as soon as possible at howen@shentel.net. With deepest gratitude to all our readers for your prayers and financial support, I am yours in Christ through the Immaculata, in union with St. Joseph, Hugh Owen.